Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The so-called Equality Act will make abortion a federal right. Now is the time to stop it. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. You know, Holly, this so-called Equality Act passed in the House. Now it's live in the Senate, meaning that Senator Schumer used what's called Rule 14 that allows this bill to come up at any time and bypass all of the committees. Now, we'll talk a little bit more detail about why we believe we can stop it in the Senate. But this bill, there's a lot of discussion about the LGBT and Q components, which are very disturbing. But equally as disturbing is the fact that it will make abortion a federal right from conception all the way through to live birth and override every state law. And Holly, that includes informed consent, parental notification, parental consent, even laws that ban partial birth abortion, these late-term abortion procedures, and the one particularly called partial birth abortion.
You know, this bill is just all-encompassing evil is all I can think of. Back when the Supreme Court ruled that pro-life crisis pregnancy centers were not required to promote abortion, you know, we represented three of those pregnancy centers in Southern California because they were mandating that they promote abortion in their brochures and all their materials. They had to put, you know, where the information for the abortion centers were when these women came to these pregnancy centers to help them have their children and support and counseling and things so they don't have to be forced to abortion. But yet they were being forced to promote abortion. Yeah. And so the Supreme Court said, no, that is against their mission statement. That is wrong. But this Equality Act will totally turn that over.
Yeah, these crisis pregnancy centers that provide free crisis pregnancy center evaluations and help for women in California, where this law passed, were literally being told by the state of California that on the outside of your building, as people come in, on the inside where the lobby is, on your website, in any of your printed material, including a billboard, you had to use this state-prescribed 29-word message that would refer people specifically to locations that would give either free or low-cost abortions. And it had to be in 48-point font.
That's huge.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
Sometime take a few words and then expand them to 48-point font, and you see how big it is. So even a small brochure would have to have this long 29-word, 48-point font message. But get this, also in some places, depending upon where you are in California, up to 13 languages it had to be in, all these different kinds of languages.
So we won that in the Supreme Court, and they said, no, you don't have to. And now with this so-called Equality Act, that'll just throw all that out the window.
Right, because there's a provision in there that says you have to give equal treatment to pregnancy, childbirth, or any related medical condition. So somebody is pregnant and you're going to provide life-saving treatment to this person. You're going to help that person engage in the actual birth of the child and then give some care afterwards. Now that person comes into the clinic, the hospital, the doctor's office, the crisis pregnancy center, and says, I don't want you to help me continue this pregnancy. I want to terminate this pregnancy. And it doesn't matter whether in the first, second, third month, or in the ninth month. If you're providing treatment, help for anything related to pregnancy or childbirth, then you must also provide equal treatment to this request, i.e., you must provide equal treatment for abortion. And for example, if the pharmacist gives out, say, anti-nausea pills for someone who might have nausea or some other kind of medication during pregnancy, now this other person comes in and says, I want these abortion-inducing drugs. The pharmacist cannot say, I'm sorry, you can get that someplace else, but I have a sincere religious objection and we don't provide that.
Right. And there's no religious or conscious protection under this bill. So say a doctor or health provider or a nurse, say they're Christians, they would be forced to perform abortion.
Yeah. These nurses, for example, they're called in and here's the abortion that's going to take place. And the nurse says, I have a sincerely held religious belief in the sanctity of human life. I can't participate in the intentional killing of right. innocent human life. That person has no religious freedom or conscience objection or accommodation because, listen to this, Senator Schumer in 1993 actually sponsored the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. He was a sponsor of it. It was unanimously passed in the House, 97-3 in the Senate, signed by Bill Clinton, supported on the one hand by groups like the ACLU and others like Christian Legal Society and Liberty Council. Widely supported. Schumer was a sponsor of it. Now Schumer is the Senate president, and this bill, now in the Senate, live, could be voted on at any time, repeals or revokes the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It doesn't have any application anymore in this bill to churches, religious hospitals, facilities, organizations. Hobby Lobby, for example, 1-5-4, so did Little Sisters of the Poor when they objected to the Obamacare law forcing them to provide, in Little Sisters of the Poor case, contraceptives, and then also for both of them, abortion-inducing drugs and devices.
Right.
And they said no, that violates our sincerely held religious beliefs. They went to the U.S. Supreme Court and won using the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Now, if that same thing happened, and it will under this bill, they file suit, they go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, I'm sorry, the bill actually takes that federal right away.
It's going to force employers, including those religious employers, churches, you know, religious organizations, it's going to require them to provide coverage for chemical and surgical abortions. It's going to require insurance companies, and it's going to require you and I, as taxpayers, to fund that.
Yeah, and say, for example, colleges that provide student health insurance, you will not be able to say, we're not going to cover abortion-inducing drugs or devices, and we're not going to cover abortion, because that would be a violation of this so-called H.R. 1. This bill, by the way, Holly, amends many, many, many federal laws. It expands its reach from the federal government into every area of our lives. Not a single person will be able to escape the reach of this bill. That's how broad it is. And the two things that are being pushed all over the country in every nook and cranny of America on every person is a radical LGBT and Q agenda and abortion. And the amazing thing is there's so many states that have passed pro-life laws, and these would include parental notification, parental consent, informed consent, letting the woman know exactly what is happening in this abortion procedure, ultrasounds, waiting periods, requirements for the doctors to have hospital admitting privileges so that they have that as a requirement, other kinds of regulations on the health and safety of the abortion clinic, and laws that have banned certain kinds of late-term abortions, like partial birth abortion, where you birth the baby, everything is out, breech, except for the head. Then you put scissors in the base of the skull while the baby's alive. Mm-hmm. Open it up and suck out the baby's brains, and when the baby stops kicking, you crush the skull and bring it out. I know that this is graphic, but I'm telling you what, this is a bill that will say all of those state laws are overridden. There are no more restrictions on abortion from the moment of conception or fertilization until they actually are out of the womb taking their first breath. No restrictions.
You know, Matt, this is a wake-up call to us as Christians. You know, abortion should not be something we don't talk about. It's not a quiet, hush-hush subject. Abortion, we should be on our knees praying for God's mercy and grace. And we as a church should be praying for God's mercy and grace and speaking up, calling our legislators, standing up as the bride of Christ and representing his life that he created for every one of these precious children.
No question about it. And I would encourage you to talk to your pastor, your church leaders, to speak on this subject matter. Now, time is of the essence. We don't know when it's going to come up. We can beat this bill because they don't have, in the Senate, you need the filibuster. which is 60 votes before you vote to the underlying bill. They don't have 60 votes. They know that. So they're playing shenanigans. They're going to try to append this bill on a majority vote like the budget, which only requires a majority.
So sneak it in is what you're saying.
They're going to try to sneak it in, and they can do that in the early hours of the morning. So we're talking to senators to guard the floor every minute and object, to force it through a regular vote. Go to lcaction.org/HR5, lcaction.org/HR5. There you can fax, petition, and call these senators and do it now.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.